Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It was more of a nightmare. Actually, it was a dream for Denalo Banton last night. The Portland Trail Blazers win! The Blazers! What is the mood if they are in Moda Center when you hear
Blazers win?
The Blazers win!
I think still general fan is still likes it.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean, when they made that run against the Thunder the other night,
mm-hmm.
that place was roaring.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of Connor Bergen, who's works at Blazers Edge, he started covering the team on site this year. And he goes, "Wow, that felt like it was kind of loud in here." And I was like, "Yeah, I haven't heard that much recently." He's like, "Does it get much louder than that?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, no, it gets a lot louder than that." But it was like there was a fervor, there was a roar. And I think general fan, even in a tanking season, you have to find a way to steal a line from Mike Richmond, hold on to your joy, because it can be very difficult, you know, when things go sideways. And as much as right now they're 3-5 and they're on pace to win 30 games. Like 30 games. And that's if everything holds true right now. What happens at the trade deadline every year?
Well, you start selling off. You just start going, all right.
Start getting shut down.
Hey, how is your hip?
That's how I found out about tendinopathy.
How is your hip? Are you sure your hip is okay? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? No.
Maybe. But yeah, no. I mean, I'm not. Look, if they start rattling off wins, okay. Then, because look, I very much believe that they do need to lose a sufficient amount of games so that they can go chasing ping pong balls. But you can't end up being the fun, plucky Kenny Atkinson Brooklyn Nets.
Right.
That's not. Look, as fun as that is. It's like, oh, they're a plucky little underdog. You're not winning anything in the NBA with that.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Now, it might give you the capacity to go trade for or make moves for a bunch of stars. It didn't work out in Brooklyn's favor, bringing in KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. But they did it.
Yeah.
You know. But in the meantime, enjoy Delano Banton going bonkers for 12 minutes.
Yeah. That 20 points was crazy to see.
Mm-hmm.
And to have him go off like that, sure, you feel good for the guy. But the reality of it is this is not what the Blazers want, right? Delano Banton scoring the second most points in a fourth quarter
he
in
outscored
the NBA
the
this season. In this season, yeah.
He outscored
it's the
Pelicans.
Second most points in a fourth quarter mm-hmm. of anybody in the
yeah.
NBA.
Was it LeBron when he had the 22?
Oh, really?
I think that was when he went nuts.
According to Trailblazers PR, first Trailblazer to score 20-plus points in 12 or fewer minutes in team history. Like, it really was. He went nuts
yeah.
last night.
I mean, 8 of 9 and just hit everything.
And this goes back to something I've said for a really long time. And
he was a plus 21.
It is. Players and coaches don't tank. Franchises organizationally
yes.
do.
Donovan's playing for a contract. His contract, even though he got his roster bonus, he doesn't have his full contract until they guarantee it on January 10th.
And
the one thing that people want to see out of this Blazer team, right, is you want to see guys playing hard. You want to see guys develop and grow, right? I don't know. We're not going to see, like, Delano Banton turn into a guy who's going to be top of end of your rotation, no, guys, or a starter, right? But here's where it's a slippery slope. If you want to see this team play hard, if you want to see them lose games and lose close games, Chauncey Billups is in a really tough situation right
Every
now.
Every now and then, they're going to find a win.
Because if Delano Banton is playing the way he is, mm-hmm, and he is making shots, and they're going in, and he's on a heater, and he gives him the hook.
Oh, he's cooked.
All of a sudden, you lose the locker room because players don't tank.
No.
Right? The choice to put Delano Banton in the game, on the surface, is, all right, we're going to just see what happens here. We're not trying to win this game. Because if you are, is he the first guy that you're playing?
I think Chauncey is. Well, I mean, I think, here's the thing. Oklahoma City, the game's a blowout. Delano Banton gets out there, scores 11 points in garbage time. Look competent. Look good. Comes out against Phoenix, scores 12 in that fourth quarter,
yeah,
and looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, damn. So he's earned that, you know, opportunity. He gets out there, and in back-to-back games, Scoot Henderson hasn't just been bad, he's been listless. And Chauncey looks at the bench and goes, who would I want to go with? Denny had a game last night. I was a little surprised that they didn't go back to him because I didn't think he was bad by any means, but I didn't think he was great. It was kind of a okay night, but you go to Delano, kind of reward him for what he did against Phoenix, and he gets hot, and you all of a sudden you've got a Delano Banton or Anthony Simons, Delano Banton, Tumani Kamara, Jeremy Grant, and DeAndre Ayton lineup out there, right? And Ant and Jeremy go to one side of the floor, and you can't help off that side. And now Delano Banton's playing middle of the floor, basically 3-on-3 on the other side, and honestly more like 3-on-2 because defenders are start hedging once he gets cooking. And you had maybe one of the craziest sequences I've seen in a long time with guys you wouldn't expect. Delano Banton is playing so well that the Pelicans defense hedges the screen that is set by Tumani Kamara. Banton recognizes it immediately, drops the pass over the top to Kamara in the middle of the floor, which turns into a 4-on-3, which is that opportunity that you want to create. Two fires a pass to DeAndre Ayton in the short corner for three.
Yeah.
And effectively ended the game. If I told you that was a sequence that happened in a game the Portland Trailblazers won this season, you would, like, you're full of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it was like, well, Delano's not important going forward. He's not one of the guys. It's like, Two is.
And look, there was a lineup that we saw in that game that it was fun lineup. What was it? It was
the Rupair.
It was two. Roops, two, Klingon, mm-hmm, Grant, Scoot. Scoot, as you said, looked listless. Mm-hmm. But when you had those five on the floor, it's like, oh.
Yeah, Roops was
that
making,
that could be fun,
Jose Alvarado's life a living hell.
Yeah. Should also be noted in that win,
the Pelicans are
missing
six of seven.
6 of 7.
Yeah. Brandon Ingram is their second best player behind Zion. Zion's out. He's their one. BI is their two. Three, you can argue, is some version of DeJounte Murray, Trey Murphy, CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, and then Jordan Hawkins, who Jordan Hawkins had 20 in the second half against the Blazers in their win over Portland in what, game two of the season. So, they were missing everybody. This was very reminiscent of those games last year when the Blazers were just gutted, mm-hmm, in December, and they found a way to, like, be in it and then lose down the stretch. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw the Pelicans, if the injuries hold like this, have kind of that skid that Portland had. Not a 60-point loss, but the vibes in New Orleans are bad.
Bad.
Right? They're bad, right? It's not just the injuries. It's like, it's not good. I think they could be a team that takes, like, a couple 30-point losses, just gets shellacked. And you don't, like, when teams are not doing well on the inside, those happen. That can be, mm-hmm, that can be the end of a season. I mean, like, Portland took those really bad losses last year, and they were resilient, and they bounced back.
But they were still really bad.
Well, they're still really bad.
Still really bad, yeah.
But it didn't break them, where, yeah, I think.
Well, it's a sliding scale of expectations.
Yeah.
You know, Like
and the collective like tiredness from Zion. Like this, the will, it's like all like Joel Embiid in extent, like availability, being in shape, conditioning, star shape, all that kind of thing. Brandon Ingram's out here pissed off because he doesn't have a contract. And you've got other guys who are vying for contracts or looking for new, or DeJounte Murray, like his, who's in a new space. And DeJounte has got his own special brand of crazy.
Yeah, he does.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go search DeJounte Murray DMs that have been leaked over the years. And my man doesn't hold back. But, yeah, I mean, Portland, enjoy the win because you have Minnesota three times in the next 2 weeks with Memphis, Houston twice. It's like it's a bloodbath.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sometimes you're going to stumble into wins, and this won't be the last time the Blazers stumble into a win, by the way, against a team that is better. But as you said, New Orleans can't really avoid the fact that they had six of their top seven out, right? But there will be games where teams say, whatever, we can afford this one. Mm-hmm. We're going to rest some guys. Yeah. And the Blazers get it. Delano Banton gets hot. Or hell,
Tumani Kamara.
Yeah, and they'll play well, mm-hmm. and they're going to stumble into a win. This does. I still don't think this does not change any. We do this with wins, too.
Yeah.
Right? Remember when we first started the show, they started red hot, and we were like, guys, pump the brakes.
10-4. And everybody's like, no, it's a playoff team.
Pump the brakes, right?
It's like, mm-mm.
We're going to pump the brakes on this team winning too many games in a bad way now and say, I don't think that game was indicative of what we're going to see the rest of the year.
They played a team that had literally two guys on it that were signed the day before the game.
You also can't have it both ways in that you want to see player development, but then when young players play well, you get mad at it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want them to win
either. You know
what
today's lesson is, Dusty? Huh? You can't complain. You can't have it both ways.
That's right.
There's a lot of that.
I sure as hell can.
The defeatedness in his voice when he said that. They're gonna lose 3-5 right now. Whatever. They've played the Pelicans twice. Two of their three wins are against the same damn team. Okay? All right. The other one was against a Clippers team that had nobody too. Yeah. All right? They're winning against teams that literally have nobody
teams
on them.
That can't score.
When they play teams that have their stars or competency, they're losing.
Not only are they losing, like the two best teams they played so far are the Warriors and the Thunder.
Yeah, I feel like this is the news team battle in Anchorman where Vince Vaughn gets pissed at his team and he's like, the guy who can't think, he even said something.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
This is hard right now.
No, I mean, the two best teams they've played are Oklahoma City and Golden State, and what have happened in those two games?
They lost 137-114 and 140-104.
They got a run off the floor.
Yeah, and they got, on Thursday, the Spurs, then they have three of their next four games are against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. All right? They play Minnesota, Memphis, Minnesota, Minnesota. You're going to be okay.
And Ant Edwards has been on a bleeping tear.
We could see this team be 3-10 by next Wednesday.
And then what do you think?
And then you're going to go, all right, back. All right, now
people
are going
to be mad because the Bucks will have a worse record.
And also Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
And Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. Do we get a pick swap or do we get their pick this year?
No, they have their pick this year, I think.
Or
the Pels have it.
Of course. All right, so the Blazers win. I'm not happy about it. But you know what? I'm also not mad about it. There will be wins at some point along the way. You're not going to go 0-82 or 2-80. Good thing is they don't play the Pelicans and nobody else for quite some time.
The old 375 win percentage is too much for me right now.
All right. Well, hey,
it's early.
We'll get you there. Hey, we'll get you there. We'll get you there, bud.
I know it's early, but that's too much.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.